look for the bare necessities, simple.
Welcome to the Concealed Advantage Podcast.
Fantastic. Welcome back to the Concealed Advantage Podcast number 8. We got a few things to talk about. First of all, I want to tell you to be sure and tune in for our next podcast, podcast number 9. I will be interviewing Sergeant Paul Kirkman, who is my brother. He is running for the 105th District Missouri State Representative. Very pro-Second Amendment, very conservative, and a strong constitutionalist. Something going on right here in Missouri. The city of St. Roberts has passed a discharge ban. They passed an ordinance that prohibits the discharge of air guns and other projectiles. It's become now part of the city code. Now, on the NRA ILA website, they're talking about this, and they give all the aldermen and everything, their contact information, and the mayor. They're saying that they need to pass a self-defense exemption. They need to amend that ordinance. While that would be a good idea, I can tell you we in the city that I work in, that I administer the police department here, we have pretty much the same ordinance here, and there is no exemption. But my friends, common sense prevails. Most ordinances that I have seen like this in the cities that I've worked for in the past do not have an exemption for self-defense. It is implied. It's a God-given right that is guaranteed by our Constitution with the Second Amendment. But it is implied, and common sense prevails. So I wouldn't worry too much about that ordinance in St. Roberts. There is an update on McDonald versus the City of Chicago. On November 16th, the NRA filed its brief with the U.S. Supreme Court as respondent in support of petitioner in McDonald versus City of Chicago. This NRA brief asked that the U.S. Supreme Court to hold that the Second Amendment applies to state and local governments throughout the 14th Amendment. This McDonald's case is one of several that were filed immediately after last year's decision in District of Columbia versus Heller. Anyway, the McDonald case will be argued in February of 2010, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. Hey, did you hear what they're doing in South Carolina? They're having a Second Amendment weekend. It's going to be held November 27th and 28th, just here in a few days. South Carolinians will celebrate more than just Thanksgiving on these days. The Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving this year, the 27th and 28th, will be the second annual tax holiday on firearm purchases in the Palmetto State. Dubbed the Second Amendment weekend, this concept was the brainchild of State Representative Mike Pitts, Republican from the 14th District, I believe. Last year's inaugural tax holiday saw a tremendous surge in firearm purchases, and this year could be just as successful. The original tax holiday law was passed as part of a larger bill, but when that law was struck down by the state Supreme Court, this year's Second Amendment weekend was restored within the state budget. The restoration was only for this year, so next year the NRA will work with Representative Pitts to make the Second Amendment weekend a permanent annual event. Good luck with that, Mr. Pitts. I'd like to tell you now that we at Concealed Advantage received about 4 calls over the past week and a half, from different people wanting to take our concealed carry course in the St. Louis area. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I only teach in the St. Louis area about once or twice a year, and I do private parties, mostly church groups. So I don't get a chance to go up there and teach. But we do have an alternative educational resource, and that's Mr. Sherman Graves. He is an excellent teacher. He's retired law enforcement. He retired as a sergeant after 21 years, and he's now working for a private company in St. Louis. And during his career, he obtained an extensive background in firearms training. He served as a range master, firearms instructor, armorer, less than lethal instructor, rifle instructor, a defensive tactics instructor, and he also served on a SWAT team for over 5 years. Anyway, he's a great instructor, and if you live in the St. Louis area and you're looking for somebody to take this course with, I couldn't recommend anybody more than Mr. Sherman Graves. You can get a hold of him by going to my website, and under classes, look for the St. Louis region, or you can email him at coppastl@yahoo.com. That's coppastl@yahoo.com. He's a very, very good instructor. You won't do any finer than him. Speaking of my website, we had a few of you get on there and take the poll, so it continues on. I'll give you an update on that every week, at least until we get a few more. How often do you carry concealed? 12% said never, that's 3 votes. 12% said hardly ever, that's 3 votes. More often than not was responded by 24%, which is 6 votes. Almost Always, 28% with 7 votes, and Always, 24% with 6 votes. So, thanks for taking the poll. It's interesting. I'm glad you got on there and participated in that. All right, now I'm going to give you a self-defense tip. This is not a tactical tip. It is a practical tip. Don't use foreign-made ammunition for your self-defense ammo. You can use it for your target ammo and your practice ammo, but do not use it for your self-defense ammo, and here's why. Should your attorney need to subpoena a line worker that assembled your lot of ammunition, it's going to be very difficult to get Mr. Tito Teftrov to come all the way from Siberia to testify on your behalf. And even if you were so lucky to get him to come all the way from Siberia to testify on your behalf, he's going to require a translator. And I wouldn't want my life or anything in my court case to depend upon something that might be lost in translation. Don't do it. Use brands that are made right here in the United States, Remington, Winchester, other various brand names. It's a whole lot easier to get somebody from the United States that speaks English to come and testify on how that ammunition that you used in self-defense, how it was made, and how it works. Don't use foreign-made ammunition for your self-defense ammo. Okay, I'm going to give you the quote of the week now. This comes from Founding Father Thomas Jefferson, and it's so true. A lot of people think that the Second Amendment was made just for self-defense against the common criminal by the average citizen, and that is not true. Our Founding Fathers had something very specific in mind when they created the Second Amendment. Quote of the week is this. The beauty of the Second Amendment is that it will not be needed until they try to take it. Thomas Jefferson. Remember that when these liberals tell you that they're not going to encroach upon your Second Amendment rights because they believe in the right to hunt. It has absolutely nothing to do with the right to hunt. Hey, I want to remind you, make sure you tune in, download, listen into the Concealed Advantage podcast. This will be podcast number 9 next week. I'll post it sometime between Monday and Wednesday. I'm going to try to post it Monday. We will be interviewing my brother, Paul Kirtman, the 105th District for the State of Missouri Representative Candidate, Republican Party. We will be discussing the Second Amendment and concealed carry and other related issues. Make sure you listen in. For those of you who live in the 105th District, I can tell you, you can't do any better than a candidate like Paul. Honesty and integrity run deep in our family, and Paul is the amplification of that in that area. So, anyway, hey, don't forget to check out the website, concealedadvantage.weebly.com. And shoot me an email about the show, something you'd like to discuss or whatever. My email address is concealedadvantage@gmail.com. That's concealedadvantage@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's better to be judged by 12 than to be carried by 6, but the objective is to avoid both extremes. I'm Jay Kirtman. Keep it concealed.
This concludes the Concealed Advantage podcast. Be sure to check out concealedadvantage.weebly.com for information on the best concealed carry training in Southeast Missouri.